Good morning. Welcome to the Baywater Boat Club. My name is Adam Botana from Baywater Exclusive Boat Club, along with my great co-host.
Oh, Jake the Millennial. Just drink some
water. There he is. There it is. It's all right. Need a little water this morning there, sir. Good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, sir? Busy man, this guy.
I know. Apologies. Just been running around. You know, we had a hurricane. We had special session. We got boats. We got boats sinking. But we have boats going, so that's a good thing. We got a lot of members going out and taking boats out at Baywater. Yeah,
It's not common.
They don't sink, yes. We were closed for about a month. We've been open for a couple months, almost 3 months now. So our members are taking boats out. Unfortunately, debris is still pretty bad out there. So we had a couple issues with a couple boats. But we're sending them south down to Wiggins Pass, out Wiggins, and then go down to Naples or, you know, standing outside of Fort Myers. There's still a lot of debris out there. FDEM, that's Florida Department of Emergency Management. I've got to get the abbreviations. Is that an abbreviation, that term when you use just the syllables? What is that?
It's an acronym, I think.
An acronym, yes. So acronyms are really annoying in politics. So that's why I try to say everything out, because I'm always like, what does LDL or OSS or something stand for? So acronyms are not good.
Yeah, just remember, any three-letter government agency is not one you want to get like involved yeah. with. You
know, but if it's four letters, that's Florida. That's better. So that's FDEP or F. You know, Department of Emergency Management, Florida Department.
Yeah, less likely you're going to go to jail for fraud or tax evasion.
Well, correct. That is the truth. That is the truth. But we're open. We're doing good at Baywater Boat Club and Rentals. We're out there. We've got our temporary office. We got our phones hooked up. We've got a Starlink there to get the. We switched phone systems right in the middle of the storm. Great decision. I know. But we had a Starlink there, so that's coming on board. So that's a good thing. We're doing that. We got boats in the water going, so people are having fun. We tried to send some boats north for a few days last week, and then we had a great grapefruit size hole in the boat. So that was a problem. We got fixed and didn't sink. Just had water coming in pretty hard, pretty quick. The bilge was working hard there. I think they probably hit a submerged piling or something along those lines, and that caused some issues for sure. They had about six people on a boat, so there was some weight there. If the piling was up and above, you know, the boat would have glanced off it, but when it was low in the water, it was pretty stout, and neither the boat didn't move or the piling didn't move, but the fiberglass did, so that happened. So just be careful out there, but I tell you what, Jake, I was out couple days ago and the water is beautiful. The fish are plentiful because there's nobody out there fishing, and we have boats in the club, so if you want to come join, we still have availability. You know, we've got a few on hold right now, but we still have availability. Come down and see us. You know, we're 2 miles west of 41 on the right hand side. We've got pontoons, deck boats, center consoles, twin engines, catamarans, pretty much any kind of boat you want we have in our club. So we've got most of our boats back in the fleet, and we're going through the process, obviously, but we've got room for a few more members. If you guys want to come in, come on and see us. You pay a membership to get in. Normal membership to get in our club is $9,800 to get in. That's $9,800 to get into the boat club. Then you pay a monthly dues of $399. Right now, I think we do have a hurricane special coming, so that is a good time to join. Save you a couple grand on the initiation, and then your dues start right away. So come down and see us. We'll get you out on the water. If your boat floated away or it's in hock right now with the insurance company, come see Baywater. We don't have our rentals open yet. That'll probably be closer to February when we get those up and running. But that'll be a little bit later. But we're moving along and see a lot of good stuff, Jake. I mean, I've been on Fort Myers Beach today. I was out there this morning. Actually yesterday morning, so Friday morning. Governor was in town. We had a big piece of legislation for our area, $750 million for Hurricane Ian and Nicole. A lot of beach renourishment, a lot of, you know, ad valorem taxes. You know, there's a lot of people you have people that, you know, are just trying to collect sales tax, but they can't know sales tax right now because there's nothing open. So the state's coming in there and backfilling all that. working with FEMA on a lot of stuff to pick up, but there's a lot of stuff that's just issues. The governor just mentioned yesterday that he's not waiting for FEMA to come in with these trailers. The state of Florida is going to do it, and he's doing it without getting reimbursed, possibly not getting reimbursed by the federal government. I think we got a little issue going on there, Jake. I think the White House is kind of dragging their feet on certain things because they're a little nervous that this guy might actually do something for the presidential race here pretty soon. So just give you a
heads up. Which is unfortunate. You definitely should never mix politics with people's lives, you know, because there's a lot of people that are still misplaced that don't have, as far as I'm aware, a lot of the shelters are still pretty full. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they were only meant to be temporary. So,
you know, and to say that that's going on is, it's a pretty strong statement. But, you know, this actually happened before. We had an issue probably a year ago when that little, had like a little tornado come through Iona area. And there was, I mean, four people went to the hospital, nobody died, but there was about 400 families that were affected. And it's unfortunate, Jake. And these are the same people that are affected now. And it's a bad deal. It is the folks that are retired. You know, they live in a mobile home at a mobile home park, and those mobile home parks are awesome. They're fun. There's a lot of camaraderie with the people there. Other people are outside. You know, I remember when I was door knocking, there's always a lot of people having parties and having a good time. But unfortunately, they don't have the insurance. Number one, because they can't get it because the trailer's too old. It's, you know, it's in a floodplain. And yes, folks, I know the trailer shouldn't be there, but it is what it is. You know, they've been there since the 60s. So unfortunately, this happened before. It tore off some roofs and it did some things. The governor came in and helped out with money. But unfortunately, it stopped right at the White House again, you know, so. Just to do that it's really unfortunate, you know, and he was here in Fort Myers Beach and was saying a lot of good stuff. And all of a sudden FEMA's kind of slowed down quite a bit. So it's an unfortunate deal. Definitely not a good situation, but we're trying everything we can do here at the state level. You know, we're out there talking to folks and trying to get stuff done, trying to get them, you know, a place to stay while they work on their house. So we'll see, what's going on there, and the governor announced that. So hopefully we'll get some trailers in these places because a lot of displaced people. We don't want to do a trailer, you know, like a village, because that just turns into a problem. But if you can park the trailer on your property at your house, you know, while you work on your house, that gives you a place to stay and get something there, you know. So we're working on it. But, you know, they're picking up boats out there in the water. They're still picking up trash over here by me. You know, I'm on the backside of Bonita Beach. They're picking up whole houses that are in the bay and stuff along those lines. So they're getting there for sure. But there's still a lot of debris out there. But, I mean, everybody's doing a good job. I mean, this has come back quicker than ever. We're going to come back quicker than ever, like we say. And hopefully, you know, we're going to probably miss this season and on the beach in Fort Myers and Sanibel. But come next year, we'll be ready to go. I mean, they're going to open the bridge to Sanibel January 2nd. So that's great news. That's awesome. So you can get out there and, you know, help out, do whatever you got to do, work to get stuff done, because it is tough for the employees to get out there to work on these houses and to do things like that. But hopefully some restaurants are open and we can go out there and help those people out and fund them, you know, because that's where it comes down to. I mean, I went down to Fort Myers Beach, ate at Bayfront Bistro. That's old Bob Rommel's place down there. And, you know, a couple places out there. So it's good just to take care of the local community, you know, the small mom and pop shots. They need all the help they can get. So, but that is going on with that. We had some interesting stuff last week the week before at the boat club. We had a boat, you know, like I said, hit a piling. Another one, unfortunately, went down. We don't actually have that happen too often, but she went below the water line. So that was a tough deal. The member had it out. It was an issue with, you know, just not paying attention, folks. I mean, when you're out on the water and you're on a boat, and a lot of this happens a lot, people just don't understand or they just don't have the knowledge, you know, and we need to work on that from the state level too, but just we educate our members. We take you out for orientation, show you where to go, what to do. Unfortunately, this member parked a boat at the beach. You know, and he just left it unattended for too long. Tide changed, tide went down. There was a bad angle. Water was coming over the back. at a slow pace. And then when it was time to go, he seen there was a lot of water in there. Probably could have saved it then, but it didn't. And it took a little time, and that boat water came in. And unfortunately, in the morning, boat was under. So that was a tough deal. So, but you know what? That's when you're in the club. You don't have to worry about it. I mean, you'll definitely have to pay the deductible. But you hate to have that issue happen. So make sure, you know, just keep an eye out when you're out there on the boat, and just when anything's going on, just keep an eye on everything, you know. So you have to, you have to definitely do what you can, but we'll get it worked on. So that's part of the business, you know. So it's never fun. So to bring airbags and pump it up and get it straightened out and ready to go. So happens, Jake. It's not fun though. Not a good time.
Yep. Well, you know, that's why they join you. They let you deal with it. If it's not a boat, or if it don't float, it's not a boat, or something like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's a good slogan, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a little unfortunate. But, you know, we're getting ready for Christmas right around the corner. I think the last time we were on here, we were talking about Thanksgiving. So it's been a couple weeks. But Docks is open down on Bonita Beach on the weekends. They have like little t-shirt things going there, and they got beer and wine going. So, you know, it's nice to see the little restaurants coming back. And we've all dealt with this. But we're having a lot of good positive things. So that's the main thing. We got a lot of positive stuff. That's key. Keep working that way, you know. So that's the key to it all there. So, but Nugget had a good time up in Tallahassee. She came up and was in the condo. She went a little stir crazy. She started chewing on my chewed on a pair of shoes. I'm like, Nugget, she's a year now, year and a week at least. And then she started chewing on the damn remote controls, Jake. So I don't know. I mean, she was a good dog, but I think she's getting a little stir crazy up there. So got to get her out. And we walk her, you know, 4 or 5 times, but she's used to being at the marina all the time running around. But unfortunately, she was a little punk this past week and chewed up the remote controls. So now I got 2 remote controls that have the tops chewed off them. So I have to work on that one. Barely. One doesn't. One does. So the TV comes on. It's really loud. So, you know, I think I just got to just keep an eye on her and, you know, put her in a cage when I'm not there. But we're going to do the doggy daycare thing. So she just gets worn out. So when she comes home, I don't have to worry about it. She just passes out and falls asleep. But she's at that 1 year. She's that rebellious age, you know. Another pair of sunglasses she chewed up. I'm like, you know, you little. But she's getting there. So she's a cute dog. We'll keep her around. But she does. She's like a little kid. She is stubborn and she just doesn't want to listen. And I'm like, hey, you got to wait before you get in the truck. You know, you got to wait before you get out of the truck. They always want to run in the door first. You know, I'm like, get your butt back. Chill out. But it's dogs, it's kids, you know, it's whatever. It's all the same stuff. So, but yeah, we're going from there. What else is going on with
well,
you, Jay?
I mean, yeah, my cat doesn't do all that. She, sorry, this chair is just awful. Oh yeah, I locked her out of here. Yeah, my cat doesn't. She doesn't chew on remotes actually. So there's that. There's that plus.
There you go. That's not bad.
She does do nothing. I mean, she doesn't really do much. She hangs out with me a little bit. I was just trying to compare my cat to your dog for whatever reason, but I've been doing all right. You know, just trying to get the house back together, get my cat a little bit happier. She's been eating frequently now, every day. Before, she was kind of mad. She spent a lot of time in the cage when I had people working on the house, but for the most part, drywall is up, baseboards in, I painted and everything. We just had a leak kind of pop up in the kitchen underneath the new drywall that was installed. So we're going to get that squared away, but we're just kind of waiting on a plumber. And then once we get that, we'll have our house pretty much back. So that'll be nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So you put the new drywall up and then it started raining and it just messed it up again, unfortunately.
Oh, no, it wasn't rain. It was, there was an old cast iron pipe that was patched up. And the patch no longer was holding. I'm guessing probably because of it being, you know, underwater at a certain point.
Yeah,
and
it just started
just barely like so. In the kitchen, you could run the water, and probably 2/3 of it went down the drain. And it didn't come underneath the sink. It came from the left side on the wall underneath the drywall. So it was some of the plumbing behind it. So they had to cut out the new drywall.
Well, hey, it's coming along at least, you know. At least the landlord's cool.
Love my landlord. So great guy.
That's not bad. That's not a bad deal. So, yeah, man, you know, we're growing. We're ready to go. We're fixing docks and fixing boats, and it's been a lot for a lot of people, man. We're all kind of there, you know. And
it's hard to believe Christmas is like a week. Right there.
Yeah,
is it a week?
Yeah, 7, 8. Well, it's next Sunday, isn't it? I believe so. You know, couple days, almost 8 days away. You know, so
man, yeah, just about.
I haven't even started shopping for sure.
Tomorrow will be a week.
Yep. So. But you know, I mean, it's good to be. It'll be good to be get past the holidays.
You
haven't started
shopping. And... Hold up, you can't just jump over that one. What have you been doing,
dude? I've been busy. We've been in the with the hurricane, and then we had a special session, the election.
30 minutes out of your day, and you go and get your mom something.
Oh, I know.
You got to get Omar something.
Oh, definitely, it's coming.
And you got to get Derek something.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that.
And you don't want to, but you have to. He's your brother.
That's true. So I'm gonna do something for him, special, extra special. It'll be good though. So I think I'll like it. Now I gotta get something for the dog and the girlfriend, even though, you know, thinking about that sometimes you're like, argh. But yeah, gotta do that. So now we're gonna have some,
you gotta do that. You have to do that. Correct. You have to spend money on the ones you love during Christmas time.
Yes. So you know, I like New Year's. I love Christmas. I like all the cooking and stuff and the food, you know. But you get to that point where you just want to kind of like just, you know, instead of gifts, just maybe go somewhere. Just make memories. I think that's always way better.
Nah. Either way, you're spending money. You're trying to.
That's true.
What are you trying to accomplish by going somewhere?
Well, you know, when you go somewhere, it's kind of fun because you make memories. You know, like, hey, remember we went there? Oh, yeah, that was a good time.
You can't make memories in a living room underneath a Christmas tree?
Oh, 100%. You know, but it's just, we got our tree up, you know, went up there.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here, sir.
Thank you, sir. We went over to Rotary and picked up our Christmas tree. So that was fun. We got it decorated. We got one with like a bluish theme this year, blue and white, I guess.
I don't know where mine went. I guess it floated away. I have no idea.
Well, that's what happens. You know, I mean, I don't know.
We got one. I'm not getting another one. Sorry.
Yeah. No, but I mean, the Rotary Club did a great job with Christmas trees. They did a lot of Christmas tree sales. I think that's what's going on with my nose because it smells like pine sap in here. It's very nice. It's quaint. It's quaint.
That's why you're a little stiffy, because it's like kind of been gradually, you could kind of hear the drip getting worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might want to open a window. Yeah.
It's a lot of pine going on right now, right here. A lot of pine.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. Ho, ho, ho. But no, it's good. And, you know, I look going over to Christmas morning, doing it. That's going to be fun. But yeah, you pay him 38 now, Jake. You know, you're past that age, and, you know, now it's time for the kids to enjoy it.
I'm not 38.
I know you're what, 28?
Yeah, 28? I know. I'm almost there.
You're 10 years behind. But I'm,
Buying everyone Hey Dudes for Christmas. That's what I've been doing.
There you go. My girlfriend likes those. She likes those shoes.
I've come to love them myself. I don't wear socks. I know. Say it. It's gross. It's fine. Yeah. Now what you do, I learned that you can take the sole out and you just wrap a sock around it and then you're wearing socks. I'd have to show it to you.
Turtle sole or just the
Because the little sole on the inside, the insert. So you pull the insert sole out and then you just kind of wrap a sock around it and then put it back in there, and it, whenever you take your shoes off, you take the sock off, throw in the dirty clothes, and then next day put a new sock on it.
Yeah, that's different.
Keeps it clean. I'm a clean guy, so I like to have my feet clean and stuff. When my feet sweat, I have to take a shower. I know, man. Call me what you want.
No. But, hey, man, I'm all about it. Like, I got clutter, but I like my house clean. You know, I mean, I got a table over there. It's got stuff on it from a while ago. I need to, you know, it's just like more. It's amazing the amount of junk that you accumulate, you know.
It's super fast, too.
Just throw it in the trash. Just throw it in the trash. You know, that's the best thing to do. Just throw it away. You know, it's funny. Like,
no, because I have I have a desk full of like small trinkets and random things that half of them could be thrown away. I have, hang on, this is no joke. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pairs of shoelaces in here.
Well, Nugget could borrow some of those because she keeps chewing on my shoelaces. Then she takes the lace out of the shoe, and it's a real pain to put it back into the shoe without that little thing at the end, the little plastic thing.
Yeah, it's not possible. It has a name. I can't think of the name. And it's probably ridiculously long for no reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some kind of weird thing.
Weird. I'm like, why? Why the little plastic?
Does Nugget have any chew toys or?
Oh, she's got a bunch. I'm looking right now at the floor. She's got like 7.
Yeah, that's a separation anxiety thing.
Yeah, I think so. I'm looking to see what she's doing. So that's what I was saying. We're going to go to doggy daycare. You're going to go play with a German Shepherd. It's going to be fun. So
yeah, and like you said, she'll be completely wore out by the end of the day. So
yeah, she's
that, or she'll save her energy all day and wait for you. You never know.
Yeah, exactly. Like with the old dog, Bailey, she was there. Like I walked in just chewing on my sunglasses because, you know, I have them on my head all the time. And she's just sitting there and she's looking at me. She's like, rawr, rawr, just chewing. I was like, what the? Well, you give me the eyes too. I mean, like looking at you with this like disgust. You leave me in this house for 4 hours and don't think about me. I'm going to chew on something. Ooh, the remote control because he touches it.
Yeah, it's what it is. She's like, I know he likes this. He spends a lot of time with this thing right here. You're always looking at this when you could be looking at me. So what am I going to do? I'm going to destroy this. Oh, look, there's another one. And then they get distracted and then destroys the other one. Because this is probably what happened. She probably tore up the one that works first and then saw the other one and then finished off the other one and then destroyed it completely.
Exactly. Just make it easy. You know, I'm just going to do this way and just get it done. It's like, all right, we're going to just, you know, 2 birds, 1 stone right here. Chew away. Like, I mean, I could see like a shoe because it's kind of got like leather, but like plastic, like a controller, I just don't get it. I don't understand.
No, that's a smart dog. I think I'm turning into like an NCIS agent or something. I'm doing like an internal investigation.
She took out the RF, brain, you know, so. Controller, you know, like the top part, like it's gone. You know, so this doesn't even.
So the infrared light is gone.
The infrared is gone. It's like, really?
Yeah, that definitely won't work. I actually found, this is just random, I thought of it. I paid $20 for an app on iPhone that gives you, like, remote, but then I had found out that you need to be on the same Wi-Fi, and...
That doesn't work too well.
No.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work at all, you know, so...
But I was going to say, maybe if you have it connected to the internet, you could possibly do that for your TV, and you could get a use out of an app that I paid $20 for that I can't use.
True. That's a good point. So, but hey, you know, it happens. It's part of being a dog owner. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Nugget. Yeah, don't look at me. You look like a mop anyways. She is a labradoodle. She's a mutt. Okay. But her father, I guess, was like a 7-pound poodle, and her mother was like a 50-pound, 60-pound lab. So, hey, quit rubbing your butt on the floor. Jesus,
I shouldn't say how does that happen because we all know how it happens, but I'm just saying, like DNA-wise, how does she not end up small?
Oh, she's like, mom, I guess, had some strong genes there. She's like 30 pounds. She's good size. You know, she's not bad, but she is a little crapper for sure. But she's trained, potty trained, no problem. So she goes outside. So that's good. You know, so that's always, she holds it. So at least she was doing that. That's a good thing. But she just likes to get into stuff. She's at that age, and she goes over into the parents' house and terrorizes the chihuahuas. So that's kind of funny. So she likes to sit big. Like, why are you picking on somebody small? You know, so. When my neighbor here has got like a nice big dog, Charger, great dog. She's a Chargers fan, so the dog's name is Charger. Pretty cute. Actually, he's like a lanky lab mutt. He's probably 70, 80 pounds, but he's just tall. You know, Nugget was, this was like 4 or 5 months ago, so Charger's running, and she's just like, hey. And she just has no sense, but just ran right into him as she just got ran over. You know, she did the whole paw thing, and I'm like, well, you're going to learn. So now she learned, you know. So she needs a little seasoning with other dogs, I think. That'll figure it out then.
That'll probably help. Put her in the doggy daycare. Let her get acquainted with the German Shepherd that you mentioned, and maybe a couple other dogs. And she might not.
Timo.
She might be able to
figure it
she
out.
She might be able to, yeah, balance out who it is that she can actually, you know, take.
Yeah. Take on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I like the spirit, but you know, this is not happening. It's not a good thing. So.
Yeah, because I mean, we the confidence is there, but it could be dangerous.
Yes, it could be a little difficult, you know, and but she's getting there. She's getting there. So she likes the boat. That's a good thing. Like we had members that were like disappointed about Dog Beach, and it's up and running. I mean, the Dog Beach is still there. Hasn't gone anywhere. As soon as the boats can go north, we'll let you go up there and explore around there. But the Dog Beach is still going. So folks, you can take your dogs out there. There's a lot of people talking about how the bacteria in the water, they need to close the beaches. It's amazing how people are. Again, Jake, we're going to jump on the Facebook thing, but people are just so crazy on Facebook. Anytime anybody mentions opening the beaches, people are just like, do you know what people have gone through down here? Do you know? I'm like, we need to open them, folks. Sorry, you know, but they give them a little bit of authority and screaming on Facebook. It's kind of funny. So. Just my opinion.
No, like I get it. I understand the pain because it was difficult for me to also like a lot of opportunities that were lost within my reach that were not going to happen because of having to get my house situated. So like I feel it for a lot of people, but at the same time, got to kind of put the work in. Yeah, you got to kind of put the work in. I think I'm one of maybe four people on my whole street that are home now.
Really?
The majority of people are still working on their houses. The couple rentals that are next to us are still empty. Windows are still open. I still see all their stuff outside every day. It's just like a part of life for the time being. But, I mean, I took it upon myself. I've spent, probably thousands of hours by now, what it feels like cleaning the house, just the house.
I mean, it's tough. People want to just rely and wait on somebody else. I'm like, you got to clean it up, man. You know, and you gotta go. You gotta get it done.
Like I get that not a lot of people have the ability physically or, you know, even emotionally, some people aren't there mentally to be able to go out and do it, but I don't know, man. I was right there too. I kind of feel like I had to pull myself out of the rut and not feel sorry for myself because there's always gonna be someone who's got it a little bit worse or a little bit better, but you can't compare it. You just gotta get out there and get done what you can get done.
Yeah, no, absolutely, 100%. You have to. You got to go. Got to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and get going. You know, and that's the thing. You know, I mean, we had issues like people call. I mean, like our employees, you know, they're here, and there was a few days that we were off, and then we were open again, and a lot of our members, you know, we set up a fund, and they donated a lot of money, so we can always say thank you to the members for that, for helping out our employees. But you know, we're there. We had to lay off a few people because we didn't have the rentals open, but the club is going, and you know, so we're gonna shoot to get those rentals open in February, and it's gonna be great, folks. It's gonna be awesome. You know, it's never gonna look so good, you know. That first hotel is gonna be back open, Margaritaville, Tom Turgeson's, is gonna be great to see. It's gonna be awesome to see that, and I look forward to going there, you know. And we were down at Fort Myers Beach today with the governor when he was signing Yucatan, and I was talking to the owners from that. You know, they're ready to get open and start pushing. They got a, you know, kitchen out back, and you know, you gotta think on your feet. You gotta be aggressive, and you have to be able to move. You can't just sit there and wallow, like you say, Jake. And it's good. I mean, we worked and got our marina back open in a month. We had 10 feet of water in there. 10 feet, 10 feet of water. You know, and it's funny as you hear some elected officials, oh, well, you know, I had 2 foot of water and I haven't done, you know, come on, man. This is not a sob story. You got to get this stuff going and get it going. You got to push. You don't push, what happens? Everybody just does that. You got to, you know, got to get out there.
That's the thing, you know, and it's push. Like the big thing was kind of, I can't tell you how many times I've slept in my Jeep.
I remember I asked you last week. And I was like, oh.
And it's not like, it's not a complaint for me. Like it's what I had to do to get it done.
Yeah.
You know, and if I had people working on one side of the house and I needed some sleep, I'm going to go in my Jeep and I'm going to take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or just all out sleep in there if I have to. And the guys that were in my house working on the house were all, it was all local people. It's kind of the only thing I really cared about when it came to who was going to be in the house. I want someone in here who knows what happened. It isn't just here making a buck. I'm not trying to take shots at anybody who came to help. Like, I understand there's money involved in that. It's a great opportunity to make some money. But I just wanted somebody local that I could trust. I have a lot of stuff, a lot of equipment, and I just didn't want anybody to be, you know, sticky fingers kind of the situation. Not saying that anybody would. I'm just looking out for my own. Like, I just had to take everything I own to a storage unit, and we just got everything back last Friday. So it just over a week, we've had everything back in the house.
Nice.
Which has been great. You know, it's been awesome. But, like, getting there was not the easiest. Thankfully, the big thing that I think saved this was the terrazzo floors.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was really no work that needed to be done besides, you know.
Just sweep it out.
Well, it was a lot of mopping. But, yeah we had the deck brushes, actually. And me and my brother just went to town, man, one whole day. We got the whole house. I painted the house, actually, last Saturday. Me and my stepdad, he came up from Port Charlotte. He paints professionally, like gets contract. He does all that stuff. So he came down and kind of just pointed me in the direction of what I needed to do, and just like bossed me around all day. But we got it done.
Nice.
I'm just kidding. That's good. He helped me out. I'm just giving him a hard time. But yeah, we got it all done. It was kind of, I don't know how to explain it. I mean, it was a really good feeling to put paint on the wall, you know. Just because it was like the last step. It was like, all right, we're almost there. You know, nothing will ever be normal again, but we can at least shoot for our new normal, at least.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and then there's going to be new stuff that you then like, you know what, I'm glad that's there. I'm glad that restaurant's gone, or this one's here, or whatever. You know, I mean, it's good stuff. You got to keep working. You know, it's a setback, but you know what? Everybody was worried after COVID. You know, I remember my folks like, oh, what are we gonna do with the boats? What's gonna happen? And look what happened. It blew up. Boom. You know, and that's the same thing down here. And when after this storm, we're gonna have the same thing. You know, the rest of the country might be in a recession. Down here in Florida, we're kicking, and boating is gonna be great. And you know, there's gonna be a lot of boats out there, a lot of new people out there. And just, you know, take your time, have fun, and enjoy yourself a little bit. And that's one thing I do. We've just been running around nonstop from one thing to the next. Get away from the Christmas tree, Nugget. Hey, get over here. I'm trying to chew on an ornament. No. You are like a teenager. You're getting on my nerves. So, but, you know.
Still love her.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, go play with my socks. Like, all my socks have disappeared now.
Now it's not so bad. Just throw the remote on the ground. Like, go ahead.
Yes, yeah. You know. Don't be chewing on my phone. That'd be problems. But, you know, with the membership, that's what makes it easy about the club. You know, folks, I mean, you're worried about your condo, your house. Imagine if you had a boat to be on top of it, that boat on top of the house. That's why our members are so excited when they come over and they hop on a boat and they go out there and have a good time. Like, you know, thank you for just making it normal for us. Thank you for just, you know, pushing us to get out there and come out there and just have a normal day. You know, they pack a lunch. The restaurants aren't open. And I mean, when you go down to Wiggins Pass, there's a big jacuzzi right there in the middle of the mangroves. It's just sitting there on the side. I mean, it's like a 10-seater. I don't know where it came from, but it's there, you know. So they're picking it up and they're cleaning stuff up out there. But it's kind of funny. There's cars, you know, in the middle of the channel. There's boats. And, you know, but I mean, you get out there, it's still beautiful. You get out on the beach, you know, you go down to Naples and the beaches are open there. You know, they're going to try to get these beaches open as soon as they can. They're cleaning them up. I mean, they're down south end of Bonita Beach, spreading sand and cleaning it up and running it through the sifter. And they got this giant machine, Jake. It's pretty wild. It's this, like, sand sifter that, like, separates the shells from the trash and everything like that. So they're going through that process right now, and they're distributing that sand out there. So, I mean, you know, we're going to be back, and it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Docks Beach House is going to be open. Baywater's open. Coconut Jack's is going to be open. Everything's going to be open. And, we're going to come back and think about this again. You know, like when you have the mask, you know, I always remember, like, with COVID, I was like, I can't wait to remember to reach into a pocket and pull out a mask and just laugh. Well, that took a little bit longer than I thought. But that happened up there when I was up in Tallahassee. I was in one of my suits there, I reached into a pocket and I pulled out a mask. I kind of chuckled about it because, you know, it's gone past now. I mean, COVID, it's still out there. Just don't get tested. But, you know, that's what's going on right now. And, you know, now we'll look back and say, man, remember when this happened or when that happened? But it's going to come back. The trees are coming back. Everything's coming back. We'll be good to go. So come down, join the boat club, get out there and have some fun, and come see us for sure. So a little dead air. It's all right.
You can't just stop talking.
It's done. Just stop. I was waiting for that pause for Jake to be like,
It's my turn to talk. I got to say something clever. No, I mean, it's drastically important that people get out of their heads about a lot of the stuff that's going on. I mean, realistically, on a positive note, going outside, it's great to see how clear everything already kind of is for the most part. There's a lot of, like, if you compare to what it was the day of and to where it is right now, mm-hmm. and how long it took. You know, to think of the devastation that took place in 24 hours and how long it's taken us to get to just this point, you know, mm-hmm. It's humbling, but.
Oh, 100%. It's just, it's totally true. I mean, it's come a long ways and we all need to feel it and just be like, yeah, this needs to happen, you know, but, it's good stuff, man. I'm stoked. You know, it's going to come back. It's going to be really good. And everybody's going to be like, hey, you know, what do we wait for? You know, we should have done something different, you know, but, it's coming, man. We'll get there. We'll get there slowly but surely.
I mean, realistically, I would say that, like you said, by the end of it, we're going to be bounced back better and everything will be better after. And, you know, it's unfortunate. There's a lot of really cool things that I seen growing up as a kid. I spent a lot of time on Fort Myers Beach as a child. My mom was out there a lot. A lot of our family was out there. My cousin got married on Fort Myers Beach. And it's just kind of gone. It's not the same. Never will be. But.
No, I mean, it's true. You know, what happens is you think about it in, you know, all these people. Like, I remember as a kid, you know, going to, I can't believe the Lonnie Kai is still there for some reason, though. I mean, that's pretty wild. That's pretty wild. You know, that is just insane, you know, that is still there. But, you know, it's just surprising. It's surprising. Like, wow, how did that happen? How did that happen? How is that even possible, you know, that's going on, you know? You know, but it is what it is. And I mean, they're cleaning it up and they're getting stuff going there. And I mean, they'll be open, you know, but it's just surprising that thing survived. You know, I mean, we lost a cottage. The cottage was a great little bar, probably my favorite bar on Fort Myers Beach for sure. But, you know, there'll be other ones. Other things will pop up. Other things will happen. And we'll be there. You know, I mean, we're lucky. We got a great governor. Legislature and everybody's really pushing to get this done. We're gonna get it done quicker than anybody, like we've always said. You know, it's not gonna take 5 years, 10 years. It's gonna be done in one, two. So, but if you're listening up north, inland Bonita Springs, Naples, Fort Myers, all good. You know, downtown Fort Myers looks like nothing happened. You know, it's all mostly Sanibel, Pine Island. But stuff's coming back, man. So it's coming back good, quick, and we're ready. So come on down, see us. Join the boat club. It's a great membership, a great Christmas present. You know, you buy your dad or by your wife or your husband a membership to Baywater Boat Club. And come down and get out on the water, and we'll orientate you, show you where to go, what to do. Show you how to avoid the debris out there right now, but have some fun with it. And then we'll have the rentals back open here in the next month or so. So we can get that going too. And, we'll keep chugging because, that's what we're about. We're gonna keep moving forward, keep rolling because, you're going backwards. It's not good. So,
but, yeah, we gotta get out on the water. When's the last time you've been out on the water? Like actually on the water,
It's been a long time.
Like by yourself just to be on the water.
Yeah, I mean, I go move boats and run around and stuff. And still,
that's not what I'm talking about.
You get out there and it's like, well, it's really pretty. We got to do some fishing. You know, I mean, I would love to do some fishing. We should take Captain Billy out and just, you know, go out there and just kill him.
It would be Captain Billy taking us out, first of all.
Yes, 100%. We'll just sit there. You know, I'm gonna take up some naughty lights and had a good time. So, you know, be a good time.
Let me know.
It'll be fun. So we need to do that.
We can go out in the middle of the Gulf and record a podcast, or even a small segment, like 10 minutes of us just out on the water,
talking to hear Billy cussing in the background. I mean, it's funny. He always had his finger, your finger on the button when he was going there. So we got to get him back up to the studio.
It's challenging producing him. You never know. I mean, like I've got it now. You know,
yeah,
pretty much got the little beep on him. Perfect.
You and Drew. I mean, I don't think Drew cusses that much on there too. So
I don't. Drew doesn't cuss in his personal life. He doesn't cuss at all. Now, I think I've seen him say the D word. He said "damn" one time, and it kind of startled me. Not gonna lie, it's not like him.
I called into Trey a couple weeks ago. I gotta start calling into you guys in the morning. And I called in, and the guy's like, and I said, "Hey, I'm Adam Botana, state rep of the local area." And the lady was very nice. She's like, "All right, hold on 1 second." And then Trey came on. He's like, "Yo, Adam, how you doing?" "Oh, pretty good. We got some of the same buddies." He was seeing who I was, you know. I was like, "Yeah, it's me."
He always got to vet those calls.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh yeah, we got some of the same." I go, "Yeah, Brad, you know." And he's like, some names and stuff. He's like, "Yeah, how you doing?" "Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, well, the show's all yours, man. Come on anytime." It was funny. He's pretty good. So I'm gonna start calling you guys in too. See, maybe I'll do Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. I'll knock out Byron. So, you know, "I'm sorry, Byron, I'm calling in, bro."
Yeah, right. I'll make sure that I don't answer the phone, because I'm always excited when Byron calls.
Yeah. So
sorry.
No, it's fine.
Because I kind of get like a little, like 10, 15 seconds with him before I put him on with Drew. Depending, sometimes he calls
Jake,
a little late.
"How you doing, Jake? What's going on?"
No, it's like the, I don't know. It's kind of like a confidence booster thing. He's said a lot of things when he was running for Congress in the first place that really caught my ear. Mm-hmm. So, and he kind of opened my eyes to some things that I hadn't really seen. And of course his confidence, not even just him, DeSantis in general, a lot of the, you know, I have no doubt in my mind that if the majority of our leadership steps up to bat, it's going out of the park. So,
it's going to be huge, man. And we're going to get front row seats, Jake. You know, especially up in Tallahassee and the legislature, we're going to get front row seats to this next 2 years. It's going to be crazy. So it'll be fun.
Be a good 2 years, though. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. So
yeah.
2024 election is. I mean, how do you feel about Trump getting an NFT? What did you think about that?
NFT. I'm sorry. What do you mean? We're talking about
Trump released. Trump? He's like talking about how he had this big announcement, and then apparently he released an NFT sometime this week.
Really?
Or he's going to. Yeah, and it's not supposed to contribute to any campaign or something along those lines.
Really?
Not a huge fan of that, brother. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't like it.
Don't like it at all.
That's not a good thing.
I just hope he's not being encouraged by anybody around him that's...
Are you talking about the trading card or something?
Yeah, but it's still an NFT.
What did we talk about that again earlier about the abbreviations?
Non-fungible token. I'm sorry.
Because people are like, "What is an NFT?"
It's essentially a code that gets assigned to the blockchain that you can attach to things like a file or a picture or a piece of music, a piece of poetry, a book. There's a lot of different things. You can turn just about anything into an NFT. An NFT essentially is just a kind of like how you have a VIN number on a car, right?
But you're
putting that VIN number, that specific VIN number, onto the blockchain that is attached to that file type or whatever it is, and it is stored on the blockchain. And then it gives you ownership of that, but it's not necessarily impossible to duplicate an NFT. You wouldn't have the same address note, but you would have the same overall picture or product. There's a lot of things in the back end that aren't I'm not a huge fan of. I've never invested in NFTs. I know many, many people have lost tons of money on NFTs. And I don't necessarily know exactly what he's doing it for. If it's for novelty, I'm 100% for it. It's fine. Cool. Enter $100. It is what it is. It's not like he's asking $10,000, $20,000, $60,000, $100,000 for an NFT. If he's just giving people the opportunity to create, collect something of him on the blockchain, that's kind of like a novelty item, I'm for that. But But he's, I mean, I do believe that the administration came out and said that none of that money would be used for campaign or, you know, but you never know, man. I don't know. It's the whole thing with the whole
it's kind of fallen flat, you know, lately. A lot of stuff.
Well, look. Well, yeah, look what happened to our buddy up in Tampa. You know, a lot of people invested a lot of money into that company for that. I can't even remember what it's called at this point. Didn't really follow it that much. The little crypto exchange, the little guy who basically robbed people of billions of dollars. He got arrested recently.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that stuff going on.
Brady's put, you know, majority of his life savings into this company, and they went under, and now he's getting divorced and all this other things. I'm not saying that those two correlate, but I'm just, you know.
That's pretty rough.
Came out of retirement, so.
That is pretty rough. That's not a good thing. No, but you know, it's going to be really interesting, and you know, we just need to hop on a boat, Jake, and just chill out, not worry about any of it. Just turn the phone off.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Stay out there and enjoy yourself, and just have some fun and enjoy yourself in the water. Look at the houses, they repaint them, and go out there to say, hey, we're on a boat, we're having fun, we're gonna get some pub subs, some chicken, and just enjoy yourself, man.
I think this might sound corny, but there's always this like sense of euphoria I get when I'm on the water, especially when we're moving and no one's talking.
Very nice. I like it.
But when no one's talking, right? Because you can't, the wind's too loud. And no one's moving around because you can't. But everyone is looking at the scenery. You know, everyone's kind of just admiring everything around them, and it's kind of like an appreciation for life in general. And you can't really have your phone out when you do that, because it could possibly fall out of your hands and into the water. I'm just saying, like, there's like that one point where everyone is focused on the same thing, and it's just the beauty around you, and people need that right now.
Yeah,
just saying, definitely. A lot of people could definitely use that clearing of the headspace, because a lot of people are carrying stuff. Like I still, when that water came out from underneath the kitchen, this may be TMI, but I got sick, like physically ill, like had really bad anxiety, and I've never had anything like that happen to me.
Oh, you mean from the hurricane or from the, just the pipe?
From the sink, from the sink that broke.
You got some PTSD, bro.
Well, I saw my face in it, and it was just, I had like flashbacks of, you know, the water and all the pictures and stuff. Yeah. Well, I was worried about her, you know. It's like, it's different when you're like kind of putting responsibility of this little small creature who can't help themselves if something goes wrong.
You know? Well, Nugget, she better stop chewing on stuff or she'll be helping her own self at the pound. But anyways, yes, I hear you.
I'll come get Nugget. Nugget, come live with me. But yeah, I don't know. It was just a weird thing. But I also, I feel like I should get on the water too, because I think it'll help me get away from that.
Yeah, I mean, everything, like my dad right now, he's wore out, and, you know, because I've been running around doing the other job and the other job, the other job, and everybody's just kind of at that point.
No breaks, man.
Everybody's just breaks. Like, no. So I think I'm going to just kind of lay low tonight and, today, and just kind of just chillax. I can't believe I just said chillax. Just relax. You're
hanging out with me too much. Sorry.
I was just gonna say chill, and I switched to lax mid sentence there, so mid word. But you know, just to get out there and just relax and get on the water and just have some fun. You know, come down and see us, folks. I mean, we're there. Come on over, 5124 Benita Beach Road. We're 2 miles west of 41 on the right hand side on Benita Beach Road. Come on down and see us. We're open. Got the boats there. You can take a look at. Come see Larry, our dock master. Used to live on property, but we're rebuilding that too. So we got him out there. We got a little portable office there, because the one office had, you know, eight feet of water in it, you know, inside it. So that was a lot. But it's kind of disappointing too. I wish I would have had like a GoPro set up or something, Jake, you know, just to see exactly what happened.
You can't predict it, man. We didn't even think it was coming for us.
I remember I was talking to the governor's office like a day before. I was like, oh yeah, 2 days before. I was like, that's fine. It looks like it's going to Tampa. And I was like, that's the worst place you can go, which makes sense, because that would have been horrible. It would have been 1,000 people dead if that would have happened, because if that would have went into Tampa, if that storm would have hit Tampa straight on, oof, that would have been rough. but just you know, I mean, and these cones, they don't know anything. I mean, it's funny how the cones are getting bigger and bigger now. You know, and it's just like
they yeah. have to.
Because they don't, because, you know, they don't have the experience, you know, and that's just the way it goes.
Well, it's not even just that. You can't predict the weather. I mean, when it comes to the Gulf, like you, if you've ever swam in the Gulf of Mexico and you can like feel the temperature difference and just the water that's underneath you, mm-hmm. you can feel how some water's warm, some water's cool. Yeah, that is what causes the hurricane to move in its direction. There's no predicting that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And that thing starts to wobble like it did, you know, started wobbling. And then that eye broke apart, and then this came right back, like redid it right. I mean, it was just a perfect scenario. Perfect scenario stuff. But you know what? We're open. Come down. Join the club. Go out to a restaurant that's on the beach. Help those people out, you know, and just get out there and help these folks. Because it's tough, you know, and it's tough on the businesses because there's not really a – we were talking about that today with a friend of mine, a great guy. At several restaurants in the area, and we were talking about that, and just the hoops he's got to jump through to get to the SBA, and still, you know, it's just a nightmare. So we got to work on that at a state level to see what we can do. Anytime it's like you said, Jake, a three-letter word, it just doesn't get you nowhere. Four-letter word, where you put an F in front of it, actually gets stuff done.
Maybe. I mean, it seems like there's definitely things that could be done a little better. Like you mentioned earlier, the whole kind of hold right now with the whole FEMA trailer thing and the fact that it's going to cost taxpayer dollars to get them into something that should have already been here last month. So,
yeah. And it's like, well, we don't want to do it because, you know, it's in a floodplain. Well, it's going to be gone by the time that floodplain gets, you know, what the heck, man. So it's typical. It's typical stuff, man. It's just ridiculous. But
yeah, it's unnecessary regulations, but.
It is, for sure, 100%. But, folks, thanks for tuning in. Sorry I've been busy the last couple of weeks, but we'll get the show back going. Have a Merry Christmas, actually. I think we'll be on here before Christmas comes up because that's next week, so we'll be up here Friday. So if you're listening to us up north, folks, the weather was a little rough today, a little wet, cool, about 70. It's not our normal. Looks like we have a cool week here. Looks like we're going to have the coldest Christmas that we've had in a long time. I think it's going to get down to the 40s down here. You know, if you're listening to us up north, come on down. Come see us. We're open. Come on down there and help us out. Get back on our feet. We're going to come back looking better than ever. Can't wait to get back out to Sanibel and have a good time out there and have some good food and just relax. Go to Lazy Flamingo. Go to Doc Ford's and just go out there and have a good time. So give us a call. You can reach us at 239-495-0455. Again, that's 239-495-0455. Got all the pricing on there. You can look up bwboatclub.com too. That's bwboatclub.com or just Google Baywater. We got the show online too on that website. You can go right there. You can look and listen to all our shows. I think we're over 100. I think we are over 100. And yes, Jake definitely. And I have been doing this for a while. So that's over 130 hours of Jake and I just talking. I know this show was a little dreary, but we're sorry. You know, it's been a lot going on and busy, but we're looking forward to doing it again, and I hope you tune in, and I hope you enjoyed our show. So thank you very much. Come by and see us. Pay the bills. It'd be great. But we're right there on the right-hand side, Bonita Beach Road, 2 miles west of 415124 Bonita Beach Road. 239-495-0455 is the number. Again, 239-495-0455. We'll see you next week. Thank you very much. Baywater Exclusive Boat Club, the exclusive club of Southwest Florida.